Hello and welcome to the podcast. We apologize for using an AI voice, but Lisa's friend died suddenly and she is not her normal self. So we apologize and thought it best to be transparent. Thank you for your understanding and she will be back soon. The following is from an article Lisa wrote for our website www.erinpatterson.com.au. Police have submitted a quite voluminous brief of evidence in the investigation into the Erin Patterson Beef Wellington with Mushrooms case. The observation was made earlier this week by the magistrate Tim Walsh during a special hearing outside of Melbourne. In the hearing inside a court in the Victorian town of Morwell, her defence provided prosecutors with a list of anticipated witnesses to be called at her committal hearing. Her lawyer Colin Mandy SC said he expected the hearing to go for 3 weeks. According to ABC Online, witnesses from the Gippsland area expected to testify at the committal, which will provide Ms. Patterson with a formal opportunity to enter a not guilty or guilty plea to the charges. If a magistrate is satisfied there is enough evidence for a jury to potentially return a guilty verdict, the case will then progress to the Victorian Supreme Court. The accused killer at the center of a mushroom poisoning case has told a court she's content to spend more than a year behind bars on remand to have her hearing in her local community. Erin Trudy Patterson, aged 49, made her first appearance in more than 5 months on Monday morning, via video link in the Latrobe Valley Magistrates Court, from an isolation wing at the Dame Phyllis Frost Center. With her hair tied up in a bun and wearing a baggy blue jumper, reporters said she appeared relaxed as she waited for the hearing to get underway shortly after 10 a.m. Most of the charges relate to a lunch Ms. Patterson had at her home in the Victorian town of Leongatha, southeast of Melbourne, on July 29, 2023, where attendees ate beef Wellington with mushrooms. According to Nine News, there was discussion about the regional magistrate's court only able to accommodate Ms. Patterson's hearing next year, as it was no servicing 6 courts out of 1 location. The magistrate, Tim Walsh, asked Ms. Patterson's barrister, Colin Mandy SC, if the case could be moved to Melbourne Magistrates Court or fast-tracked to the Supreme Court. Mr. Mandy said Ms. Patterson wanted the committal hearing to be heard at the Latrobe Valley Magistrates Court. If it happens next year, then Ms. Patterson's content to wait for that, he told the court. Which puts her in custody 14 or 15 months, at the least, Magistrate Walsh replied. The defense barrister said Ms. Patterson wanted the committal to be held close to her home. It's not only a matter of principle, and there are powerful reasons for the committal having to take place in Ms. Patterson's local community, Mr. Mandy said. The magistrate pointed out Morwell was not her home, but Mr. Mandy said, that's close to Ms. Patterson's home, in the context of regional Victoria. I understand your client consents, but the delay seems to be getting a bit out there, Walsh said. The case was then adjourned to a committal mention on May 7, when the magistrate will decide whether to move it to Melbourne.